In the years since the U.S.-led coalition ousted Saddam Hussein from power, the lives of all Iraqis have changed in many ways, some for the better, some for the worse. As the war raged in and around Baghdad, U.S. bombers targeted a suspected Saddam Hussein hideout in an upscale neighborhood of the capital. The bomb destroyed two homes, but Saddam Hussein was not there. It was April 7th, a day that shattered Abdelmasih Salem Shaker's world.
10 minutes before the bombing, I was there. Then I went out because I was defending the country, because I have my duty also, volunteer.
Mr. Shaker heard the explosion. A few minutes later, a friend came to tell him his house had been bombed.
My wife and two children, and my wife's nephew, my wife's nephew, and four guests we have also with us. They came looking for a safe place during the war. They were killed that time.
Ironically, the house did not belong to Abdelmasih Shaker. It belonged to his boss.
It wasn't my home. Twice it was my boss's home. So when he traveled out of Iraq before the war, he gave me the keys for this house to live inside, to be more secure than my house.
Mr. Shaker worked before the war as a liquor salesman. A year later, he has no job. His boss never returned, and he is still too shaken to look for work. Mr. Shaker says he never went back to his own home. He could not bear to see his family's belongings there. Nearly a year later, the bomb crater has been filled, but the gap remains between the houses on this quiet street.
Sometimes I'm coming every day, sometimes every week. Well, sometimes when I remember my family, I come here just to remember them.
Mr. Shaker says he does not really know where else to go. For many other Iraqis, the ouster of Saddam Hussein has provided new opportunities. 34-year-old Shiite Muslim Abdel Fattah al-Idrisi says the coalition invasion has given him a new purpose in life. He lost dozens of members of his extended family to Saddam's executioners during the 1980s, when the Iraqi ruler killed any suspected supporters of the Shiite leadership in neighboring Iran. Soon after Saddam Hussein's ouster, former Iraqi prisoners created a center and collected tens of thousands of documents from secret police files listing the names of ordinary Iraqis who disappeared into Saddam's jails, never to be seen again. Mr. Idrisi says he gave up his job in the textile business to help his brother run the center, which is staffed by volunteers.
We have lost the flower, the sweetest days of my youth under Saddam's regime. So what's the benefit from living now with good money or good business? No, we have to suffer again to help those people who have suffered too much to know if their cousins, sons, fathers alive or not, executed or not.
In the early days after the center opened last April, thousands of mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and other relatives crowded into rooms seeking information about their loved ones from dozens of bags and boxes stuffed with documents. He says it was pretty chaotic. Today the search is more organized. Volunteers have been compiling a computerized database. Several branch offices have been set up across the country so people do not have to travel to Baghdad for help. Mr. Idrisi says the center has helped tens of thousands of Iraqis to find out what happened to their loved ones. But it will take years to finish the job.
Under Saddam's regime, there were 250,000 people, employees, working in security forces in Mukhabarat to just arrange these files. That's their work only. We are individual. We can't finish all that work within a few months or 1 year. Now we just finished like 10% of the whole thing.
No matter what, says Mr. Idrisi, he is prepared to donate as much of his time as he can for as long as it takes to complete the job. Like many Iraqis, Mr. Idrisi is trying to find ways to deal with his country's brutal past in order to help change Iraq's future. Lori Kassman, VOA News,